The Rush writes in a tshuva. In his commentary in the back of Maseches Menachos, where he writes the halachas of tzitzis and tefillin and tefillah. So the Rush, tzitzis and tefillin and mezuzah. So when he discusses the halachas of tzitzis, the Rush writes that a charid l'dvar Hashem, someone who is a charedi in the classical sense, not the contemporary sense, yivdok es hatzitzis kodem ha'atifa. He should check his tzitzis before he puts them on, kedei shelo yivarech brach levatala, in order to prevent himself from reciting a brach levatala. Because if you put on your beged of dalet kanfos with a bracha, and then you discover that the tzitzis have been torn, that the tzitzis are pasul, it turns out that that bracha was a bracha levatala because you have not fulfilled the mitzvah. It is interesting that that's what he emphasizes, the concern of bracha levatala, and not the isser of wearing a beged of dalet kanfos without tzitzis. You would imagine that that would be the bigger problem, or an additional problem, that it's a bittul mitzvah, or an Isser essay of wearing beged dalet kanfos without tzitzis. And in fact, the Taz in Simen Ches, Sivkat and Ches, raises that question. But it does seem from the Rush that for whatever reason, that's not his primary concern. His primary concern is a bracha levatala. So the Beis Yosef in Aruch Chaim Simen Ches, Tibur Maskul, V'Ayin, quotes from the Rush in a tshuva in Klal Beis Simen Ches, where the Rush writes that the minig is not to be bodik the tzitzios every single time you're misatei, because you assume that it has a chazaka, cheskas kashrus, on the tzitzis. Why would you assume that anything went wrong with it? Now, nevertheless, the Tor, when he, you know, the Tor, obviously the son of the Rush, when he quotes his father on this, he quotes what the Rush says in his psakim in the back of Menachos, not what he says in the tshuvas. So the Tor quotes the idea that a person who's charid l'dvar Hashem should be bodik his tzitzis. So says the Bach, from the lashon of the Rush, it's mashma that only charid l'dvar Hashem, that it's not really something that's required meikar adin. The Mikra Adin, a person does not have to check his tzitzis before saying a bracha on it, because the Rush emphasizes that only a charid l'dvar Hashem in order to avoid a bracha levatala. And he says, l'chora, therefore, it's not at all so ser what he writes in the tshuva. The tshuva, he says that it's unnecessary, and in the psakim also he's saying it's unnecessary. It's only something that people who are charedim l'dvar Hashem would have to do. However, says the, and why? Why don't you have to do it? Chazaka, you have a cheskes kashrus on the tzitzis. However, says the Bach, I could bring you a raya that you cannot be somech on the chazaka of tzitzis, because there is a gemara in Maseches Bechoros on Daf Chaf, where the gemara discusses, the beginning of the third paragraph of Bechoros tells us that if you have an animal that you buy from an Ovid Kochavim, and you don't know if it ever had a baby before, so you don't know if its next baby is going to be a Bechor or not going to be a Bechor. So within a certain age, you know that the next baby is definitely a Bechor, because there's no way it could have had a baby and had another one so quickly, within a certain age. But once it's past a certain age, then it's a suffix, the Mishnah says. Comes along the Gemara says, forget about suffix, it should be a rove, right? That you should follow rove. You should say that rove animals past a certain age have been mounted and have been pregnant and have had a baby, and therefore have had offspring, and therefore, animals don't have babies, they just have animals, right? But they have offspring, and therefore, you should follow the rove and say that the next one is vadai, not a Bukhar, because Rove tells you vadai, not suffik. So the Gemara makes a chilik, and the Gemara says there's a difference between a Rove that's based in Teva and a Rove that's based in a Maisa. A Rove that's based in what happens on, you know, what is, versus a Rove of an event happening. And therefore, it says, and when it comes to a Rove that's based on the Maisa, like an animal being mounted and being pregnant and having an offspring, that is a rove based on a maisa. That is not such a super duper strong rove. So comes along the Bach, and the Bach says, and I'll tell you the same thing when it comes to chazaka. There's a difference between a chazaka that's based on a maisa and a chazaka that just happens mimela, that's built into teva. The cheskas kashrus of a tzitzis. How are your tzitzis? How did your tzitzis come into being? It wasn't just born that way, right? The tzitzis didn't just land from heaven. Someone did a maisa to tie the tzitzis and to create that chazaka. Such a chazaka is a shvach chazaka, it's a weak chazaka, and therefore cannot be relied upon, says the Bach. And therefore, says the Bach, me'ikra din, you're mechuyev to be bodek, your tzitzis, before reciting a bracha on the talus. And the Bach says, think about it. If this is true, that a rove that's based on a maisa is a weak rove, kal v'chomer chazaka that's based on a maisa is a weak chazaka. Why? Because we know the rule. The Gemara tells us in a couple of places, but in Maseches Yevamos Kuf Yutes, the rule is ruba v'chazaka, ruba adiv. So we know that rove beats chazaka. So if a rove based on a maisa is too weak to be considered a real rov, a chazaka based on the maisa is for sure too weak to be considered a real chazaka. Comes along the Magen Avram in Sibkat and Yiralif, in Simen Ches, in Shulchan Aruch HaRachaim, and Magen Avram says that the Bach is incorrect, his raya is not even understandable. What's this whole raya? That something that's based in a maisa is not a strong indicator. Yeah, a maisa in the case of Bacharos, why is it not a strong indicator? What's the maisa we're looking at? There was a maisa that had to happen, that this animal had to mate with another animal. Why is it not a strong indicator? Because that maisa might have never happened. You don't know if that maisa ever happened. Over here by Tzitzis, what's the maisa we're talking about? What's the maisa we're talking about? That someone once tied the tzitzis. You know that that maisa happened. There's tzitzis on the end of your baghead. It's a shiloh whether they became pasul. But the whole reason that a rove that's tali b'maisa is weaker is because maybe that maisa never happened. Maybe no one ever did that maisa. Oh, rove of the time, the maisa happens. Yeah, but you don't know. Maybe the maisa never happened. Over here, you know that the maisa happened. So chazaka based on a maisa that you know for sure happened should be just as strong. So the Magen Avraham says he does not understand the Bach's Svara at all. Yet, says Magen Avraham, you're mechuyev to be bodik your tzitzis every single time before you say a bracha. Why? Why do you have to do it if not for the reason that the Bach suggests? And Magen Avraham says, I have two reasons that you're mechuyev to do it. First of all, he says, we're not samech on the chazaka when it's efshar levarer. If it's very easy to clarify, very easy to know, why would you rely on the chazaka? Just look and make sure that your tzitzis are in fact kosher. Second of all, he says that we're choshesh, that strings are very fragile, and strings can snap at any time. So it's a very weak chazaka, because it's chazaka that's asuy l'shtanos b'chol rega. It could change at any moment, since it's we're dealing with something that's so fragile. So therefore, says the Magen Avraham, if you're in a situation where the zman is dachuk, you don't have time, you're trying to catch up in davening, you're a little late, and you're not going to be able to daven with the tzibur if you take the time to be bodik your tzitzis, then that's not called that you're yachal livdok. It's not called that it's efshar levar bekal, and therefore the first chumrah would not the first svara to be machmir to check would not exist. Meaning, what's the svara? Because why would you rely on chazaka? Just be mevarer. Yeah, that's when you can be mevarer. But if you can't be mevarer, then like you're too rushed to be mevarer, then you would be permitted to rely on the chazaka. And if we're talking about the strings that are lamala min agadil, that are on the beged and do not commonly tear, where do strings typically rip? At the ends of the strings, but the part that's above the gadil, that's above the winded part, that's connected to the beged, then the second reason would not be a shayich. Because the whole second reason that it's asuyu l'shtanos b'chal rega, because these things always tear, not really, they only tear at the end, they don't really tear at the top. In Shulchan Aruch HaRav in Simen Ches, he writes that according to the second reason of the Magen Avraham, you only have to be bodek pamachas biyom. You only have to check one time, and the one time to check is right before you recite the bracha. In the Sefer Tehillah LeDavid on Orach Chaim, he says in Simen Ches, that someone who sleeps in his tzitzis and does not make a bracha when he wakes up does not have to be bodek in the morning in order to be mekayim the bedika shebechol yom. But based on the Bach, you would have to be bodek every time that you say a bracha, even if you say a bracha multiple times during the day. That might be enough gemina between the Bach and the Magen Avraham. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah writes, that a person should be bodek for both of the reasons that the Magen Avraham says. And he says, and therefore you should be bodek once a day. Even though you may take off your tzitzis to play ball, take a shower, do whatever, only once a day a person has to be bodek their tzitzis when they put the tzitzis, their tzitzis on. And even in the morning, you could be lovei shetalus without bedika, if the bedika, doing the bedika is going to cost you tefillah b'tzibur, or they're calling you up for an aliyah, you don't have a talis, you got to quickly put on a talis, you don't have to worry about it in such a circumstance. The Bir Halacha points out that if a person wears multiple begadim of tzitzis, let's say Rav Scheinberg, so I mean he could spend all day being baldek all the tzitzios. So if you wear multiple begadim of tzitzis, it could be that you don't have to be baldek in the makom of the nekev akshira and the makom of the kshira, except for the beggar that you're making a bracha on. And this is nafkamina what we were talking about before, meaning what's the reason for bedika? So the Rosh says, oh, because you want to avoid bracha levatala. So we raise the issue, what about wearing a beggar dal kafas without tzitzis? So if it's about bracha levatala, you would only have to be bodek one beggar. Make sure that you're doing the mitzvah of tzitzis, and then the other begadim wouldn't be a problem. Or, for example, if you're a person who wears a talis gadol, so people who wear a talis gadol do not recite a bracha on talis katan. So would you have to be bodek your talis katan before you put it on? If the concern is bracha levatala, no, you're not saying a bracha anyway. But if the concern is that you're going to be wearing a beggar dal kafas without tzitzis, then it would be a concern. Now, what happens to be there are certain kulas involved. The Shara Mitzion Balacha and Simitas Sivkat Nyud writes that nowadays it's kimat eno matsui. It's kimat, it rarely happens that we find that someone's tzitzios rip in a way that passels. It's a mi'uta de mi'uta. You put on tzitzis thousands of days in your life, and maybe once you'll have where the tzitzis rip, and usually you'll notice that anyway. And the Sefer Imre Yosha, they quote the same thing from the Chazanish, not the Imre Yosher Rav Meir Arik, Imre Yosher Rav Greinemann, who was a Talmud of the Chazanish, that he quotes the same thing from the Chazanish, that nowadays it's not Matzoy at all. And in fact, in Tshuva Sicha V'Dascha, Vav Simon Aleph, Rav Vad Yosef writes that the Minaga Olam is to be Mekil, to rely on the Tshuva Sarash, that there is a Cheskas Kashrus, and therefore it's unnecessary to be Bodek the Tzitzis. You could rely on the chazaka. Additionally, another important kula over here, if you check the talus before you put it away, and then you put the talus in a bag, and you close the bag, and it has been protected inside this bag for the last 24 hours, you don't need to check it again when you take it out. It's nothing could have happened. It's been under lock and key, so to speak. It's there's no chashash for any sort of reyusa. And in fact, in Archos Rabbeinu Chelek Aleph, page Yud Zayin, it says that that's in fact what the stipler did. Instead of being bodek in the morning before putting on his tzitzis, he would be bodek before putting away his talus. In the Sefer Ma'asif L'Kala Machanos, they quote the Chemed Moshe, and this is quoted in the Piskei Tshuvas over here. He quotes the Chemed Moshe that you have to realize Hakol Afi Inyan Ulafi Adam. If you know that you wear tzitzis in where there's heavy machinery that's operating, and the tzitzis could easily get caught somewhere and get snapped, obviously you have to be bodek more than someone who's very careful and only wears tzitzis. If you walk outside with your tzitzis, then it could have gotten caught on a thorn bush. That's very different than a person who only wears tzitzis in shul by his seat, doesn't walk around much, where much less could happen. So a person has to use a fair amount of common sense as well. And one final ha'ara in the Likutei Ma'ariach, he just points out that if you're going to be both your tzitzis, like the Shulchan Aruch says, you're supposed to do, right? That's what the Shulchan Aruch in Siftes says. Kodem sheyivarich ya'ayin b'chutei ha'tzitzis imim k'sherim k'dei shelo yivarich levatala. You should check the tzitzis to make sure you're not saying a bracha levatala. So if you're going to do that, you're going to be ma'ayim in the tzitzis in order to make sure that they don't that they aren't puzzled. He says it's nachon ma'od. It's very proper to also make sure that the tzitzis are hanging off of the beged in the proper way. The tzitzis are supposed to hang off the side of the beged and not the bottom of the beged. Or at the very least, he says, make sure they're not on an angle off the corner of the beged, because that is the derech ha'karaim. That is the minhag of the karaites. Because it's got to be on the corner, so they angle it dafka on the corner. The tzitzis are supposed to be hanging off of the side of the beged, so that would be something to correct as a person is, and that very commonly happens, that it will slip from one side to the other. So that's something that's worthwhile once you're bodek anyway, to make sure that a person fixes it up in that way. So that is a little bit about checking your tzitzis before reciting a bracha.